the prophet Jeremiah declares God's promises a new covenant. And from the 22nd chapter of Luke's Gospel, we hear this. Then Jesus took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And he did the same with the cup after supper, saying, "This cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood." The Gospel of our Lord. The bad kings and their misguided lives refuse to turn to God to be saved. The kings of the northern kingdom did not give up their false gods and idols, so God did not protect them. They broke the covenant with God. They found themselves alone and could not figure out why their lives went bad. They thought that they could do whatever they wanted and God would not leave them. But they forgot their part of the covenant, to love the Lord their God. If they keep his commandments, he will keep his covenant. The southern kingdom had bad and good kings back and forth until the end of the southern kingdom, the end of the temple, and to the destruction of Jerusalem. Jeremiah is warning the southern kingdom about the threat from Babylon and their own worship practices, including the lack of care for the poor and widows. Jeremiah is a truth teller about their sin and the lack of faith in the one God of Israel. The shortcomings of the people from the southern kingdom is going to separate them from God, and they soon find out for themselves what it is like to live without God's protection. Jeremiah tells the king he needs to stop his godless life and stop leading God's people away from God, or God will retaliate. Jeremiah needs to give the king this great revelation of God because God wanted them to repent and turn back to God. God said, if we tell them, maybe they would turn from their evil ways and repent and keep God's covenant. In this covenant, love God and God will continue to protect and love you. Our story goes on to say, God will give a new covenant, unlike the one he made when he took the people by the hand and led them out of slavery. The people did not turn back to God, and the people are defeated by Babylon. Luke's gospel tells us Jesus has a new covenant written on their hearts and in their minds, a covenant in his blood shed for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Repent, turn from our sinful lives and worship the Lord our God. The sinfulness of our lives is choosing other gods and not caring for the poor and the widows. Find the open gate of forgiveness in Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. God, whose fondness for humanity knows no limit, write your word upon our hearts so that we need no scroll, no book, no script to know that you love us. Show us the power of your covenant, that you will be faithful to us, even when we fail to remain faithful to you. For the beauty of your word inscribed upon us, we pray in the name of the one whose body and blood became your new covenant for us, Jesus Christ, the open gate, our Redeemer. Amen.